Hello, I'm Ratunea Carr from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployed Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak with the person who requests this call back?
DeMarco Owens.
How may I assist you today, sir?
I'm calling to check the status of my unemployment and to see if I restart a claim for the job that I'm at now because I'm not making any hours and I'm kind of struggling.
Okay. And what day do you apply for unemployment?
Ma'am?
What day do you apply for unemployment benefit?
I haven't applied yet, but I did in 2023.
Okay.
Middle, and
so,
I didn't get credit before.
Okay. Are you calling because you filed a claim in 2023 and you want to check the status about that claim?
That too, and I was just trying to see if it was it possible that I can restart another claim at the job that I'm in now because I'm not making it.
Okay, if you would like to apply for unemployment, you can do it right here in this line. But
okay.
For the status about 2023, you need to reach the inquiry department line.
Okay,
so if you would like to apply for unemployment, right now, you can do it right here in this line with me, okay?
Yes, I would, but can I ask you a question about that?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You can't answer that question. About, I was really trying to say, why did I get denied? Because I was claiming the whole year of 2023, so I got the job that I'm at now.
Yeah.
I didn't anything, and I was still struggling at the time, and I'm struggling even harder.
Yeah,
right,
I'm not able to see anything regarding to your claim 2023. You need to reach the inquiry department line. I can provide you the telephone number.
Okay.
Okay.
It's 1-800.
Right, 800-361-4524.
361-4524. 4524. Mm-hmm. Okay. And yes, ma'am, I would still like to try to start that claim for the unemployment of right now.
Yes, you can right now if you would like. So, may I have please your social security number?
Mm-hmm. 423-499-752.
Could you please verify one more time?
423-499-752.
All right, thank you. May I have please your full name?
DeMarco Owens, DAMICAH. And last name is Owens, OWENS.
Okay, thank you. May I have please your birthday?
07/30/1999.
May I have please your mother maiden name?
Ma'am?
May I have your mother maiden name? Should be her
My
last name. Her last name before she gets married.
Her last name is Mao.
Okay, thank you. So now let me read for you. Let me ask you, Mr. Owens. I understand that knowledge making a false statement or falsificate in con documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud. I understand that fraud is a federal offense and I can be up to 5 years in prison and could affect my ability to receive future benefits. Do you understand, sir?
Can you repeat that again? I couldn't hardly hear you.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
I understand that fraud is a federal offense, and I can be up to 5 years in prison and could affect my ability to receive future benefit.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Understand.
Let me ask you, do you file unemployment benefit in another state with the last 12 months?
No, ma'am. Not since.
Have you worked for federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you been in the Army in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Do you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Have you been working under different name in the past 2 years?
You said, have I been working who in the last 2 years?
Under different name.
Under a different name?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am transgender, and I go by the name of Chanel Miles, but it's not like I haven't changed my name or anything yet. It's still DeMarco Owens.
Okay. So have you been working under different social security number in the last 2 years?
No, ma'am. Everything's still the same.
Okay. How you were under different name in the past? I'm sorry. How your name changed since the last file for unemployment? So you say no.
No, ma'am. It's still the same, Jamaica mm-hmm. Owens.
Okay. May I have please your telephone number?
It's 205-207-8776.
Okay, thank you. May I have please your driving license number?
Driving license number. Mm-hmm. 1 second. I can give you my ID number.
It's all right. Yeah.
Okay. 1 second. Do I need it? Because I don't see my ID anywhere.
Yeah. Let me ask you the question. When you have it ready, please let me know. So now, may I have please your race? Are you white or African American?
African American.
What is the highest grade that you complete in school?
10th grade.
May I have your gender? Male, female?
Male.
And are you a USA citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Have you been in the United States Air Force for more than 180 days?
Have I been in the United States for more than 190 days?
Air Force? In the Army?
No.
Okay.
No.
Could you please provide me your home address?
408 29th Place, apartment B.
Okay, I'm sorry.
408 29th Place.
48 29th Place.
408 29th mm-hmm. Place, mm-hmm. Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Okay.
35401.
All right. Thank you. And this is the same that you're mailing address?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. May I have please your occupation from your last employer or for your employer right now? You are currently employer. So what are you doing?
I work at a gas station.
Yeah. What are you doing? May I have your occupation?
Cashier?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Your voice is like a, I don't hear you clear. So let me ask you the question.
I said I'm a cashier.
Yeah, I hear you now. So you have to figure it out because it's like your voice is going odd and out. So probably it's because
I
am in a speaker.
I had you on speakerphone couldn't hear you.
Yeah, I understand when the people, they're having a speaker. This is why I have always issue. It's all right. So now, are you seeking work? So right now you are working. Do you obtain work through a union?
Ma'am?
Do you obtain work through a union?
You saying do I get paid through a Western Union or?
No. Do you obtain work through a union? So are you part of union?
I don't know what that means.
So you don't know what is union? Yeah, it's some employee. Yeah, some employer, they obtain work through a union. It's a card that you should be having. If you don't are part of a union, you can say no.
Well, okay. Yeah, no, because I don't know what that is.
Are you attending a school right now or training?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you able to accept full-time work?
I am.
Okay. Thank you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
I still don't understand what you said.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? since this past Sunday.
Yes, I can work, but I don't.
Okay, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Not far, probably like a mile.
Okay, how many miles? 50, 60?
Not far.
Okay, you can tell me any number, please. 20, 30, 40?
I said 1 mile, 1 to 2 miles.
Okay, and what is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
The lowest wage I would accept?
Yeah, probably 4 hours.
13?
Okay.
14.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. And do you own a business?
No, I don't have a business.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working in a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied or are you receiving compensation due to work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied or are you receiving a pension from an employer? You haven't worked in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you been working in another state other than Alabama between April 2023 to March 2024?
No, I've been working the same job.
Okay. So now let me ask you the payment options. Do you choose to have 10% off of your weekly benefit check for federal income tax?
Do I want 10% on my income tax?
Yeah, if you would like to pay taxes out from your benefit check, this is what it basically means.
No.
If you approve for benefit, you have the options to receive your payments direct deposit through your checking or saving account, or you can choose the prepaid benefit card. So which one you prefer?
I prefer checking, but do y'all give, like, out cards?
And everything regarding to Cash Out, PayPal, or Chime, the system don't allow to take it. If you have a traditional bank, you can provide me your routing number and your bank account number, please.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't have a bank as of right now. So that's why I had asked, do y'all, like, give out cards?
Yeah, like I told you before, we don't everything regarding to Cash Out. Yeah, you can if you would like to choose the benefit card, you can. We can send you to you.
That's what I was saying. I was asking like, do y'all have a card that y'all?
Oh yeah, the benefit card.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Okay, so I will ask you other questions. Could you please provide me the company name that you are working for?
Alabama Management 2, Texaco.
All right, thank you. So now I'm in Ahadi City. Where you are working?
Ma'am. Oh, the city?
Mm-hmm.
It's Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Okay, thank you. Man, I had the telephone number from this employer.
1 second.
Okay.
Two oh five, two four eight, 2368.
2368? Okay, Menaha, your beginning day?
The beginning day, I don't remember. Well, it's been almost three years now, so I don't remember.
Okay, can you please tell me what day, the month, the year, if you don't remember a specific day? So you can provide me the month and the year.
I have to go in my gallery and see what day.
Okay. And your last day that you physically work?
The last day I physically worked there? I went today. Well, I still work there. I was just there today.
Yeah, I know. You are working in today. Okay, so now let me ask you about your beginning day.
The beginning?
Yes, man, I have a beginning day.
I said I didn't know the beginning day.
I'm going through my gallery now. I'll try to...
Okay. It's fine.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here. I'm waiting for you. Beginning day. I mean, if you don't remember the exactly day, you can provide me. You can guess a day.
You said I can give who?
You can guess a day. Long you remember the year and the month will be fine.
It was in, I know for sure, in 2020.
It was 24. Okay, say one more time, please.
Probably like the end of 2021.
Okay, you say December 2021? Or what day? Or what month?
I would say like May of 2022.
Mm-hmm. 2021.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And also your last day. Okay, so now let me ask you, because you, when I had your ID number, are you ready with your ID number?
I couldn't find my ID. I don't know where I had put it at.
Okay, you don't have a picture or something?
No, ma'am, I do not.
Okay. And also, let me asking you, because I, let me asking you, are you working all hours made available to you by your employer?
You said what?
Are you working all hours made available for you by your employer?
I'm working the hours that they was given to me, but they had took one day from me. And I don't make no more than $300 a week, and I can't afford the bills that I have home.
Okay, so what do you answer this question? So you say yes, all the hours that your employer provide you. So you are working all the hours that they provide you. So this is what you say?
Yes.
Do you request reduction in hours?
Did I request reduction hours? No, ma'am. I tried to request.
No. So, and the other question, were you hiring part-time only or full-time?
I was part-time all the time. I was never full-time.
So that means you was hiring too as a part-time?
Yes.
All right. So now let me ask you another question. After you, so you are still currently employer. Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
What's that?
A pension is a benefit.
No, I haven't. You asked me if I talked to them about it.
Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this company?
No, I'm not receiving anything.
Okay, so you are certified that your answers are true and accrue with the law provide penalty for making false statement to obtain unemployment benefit. I certify to put in my full name here that all my answers are true. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. And here's my family.
Okay, so yeah, let me ask you about your ID number, please. If you.
It is 100. 63.
Okay.
147. Yeah, all right. I'm reading it back.
Yeah, I already have it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me ask you a question. This is going to be a randomly question just to verify your identity. Question number one, it is, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated? 104 Collington Place, 1834 Culpeper Street, Northwest, 4420 21st Street, and the last one is 725 Lee Road, 435. Do you recognize any?
The 4420 21st Street, Apartment B.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following college are you attending? Eastern Illinois University, Goucher College, Southern University at New Orleans, University of California, Santa Cruz.
Neither.
Which of the following phone numbers have you ever been associated? 205-632-1596, 205-632-4758, 205-632-4758. All right, thank you. So now let me ask you, I am file a claim for unemployment in the state of Alabama. Okay, this is what are we doing right now. You are filing a claim for unemployment in the state of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
So I certify under penalty that I am the person whose name and information was provided, and this claim are true to the best of my knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that it's my responsibility to read myself with the context on the claiming handbook, benefit rights and responsibilities. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now let me read for you the closing statement. So the following instruction and telephone number are very important. Normally take you 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also raised the forward with the Alabama Care Center system. Your Care Center application will remain active for 90 days. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Care Center, or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and on day your online resume for you to do some result and interruption and your benefit. So the process you just completed right now, it doesn't know automatic start payments to you. You must complete certification once a week for the previous week. For you to complete certification each week could result in a loss of benefit. So you can file weekly certification either online and you claim in portal, click weekly certification, or you can do it through the telephone number. So the phone number that you need to call every week, it is 800.
One second.
Yes, no problem.
1-800.
Yeah, 800-752.
752.
7389.
7389.
So your first weekly is starting this coming Sunday, and you have to make sure that it's before 5 p.m. Every Sunday before 5 p.m. Okay.
So
you
when do I start calling? This Sunday or?
This coming Sunday.
Okay.
Okay. So your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow interview to discuss our finance. So you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision and your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers every week. So you must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claim. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiding when you first contact them, but the employer later began hiding. For you to complete certification each week could result in a loss of benefit. For assisting with your work, you can research a local Alabama Care Center. So now, do you have any questions about this closing statement?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So now, let me ask you. Let me provide you the confirmation number for this claim first.
Do I need to write it down?
Yeah, you need to write down the confirmation number.
Okay, 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Go to my notes.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Forty-eight, I'm sorry, 4981. 4981. 4985. 18505. 05.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Now, your PIN number for your weekly certification is 5299.
5279.
No, 5299.
Oh, 5299.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay.
All right. So if you don't have any questions, thank you for calling the Alabama and Plum Cleanse Night. You have a wonderful afternoon.
You too. And I do have one question.
Yes, sir. No problem. Let me, I'm listening. Big question.
Okay, so the confirmation number is 1-811-8505, and the PIN is 5299, and I call every Sunday.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay. Any other question?
No, ma'am.
All right. Thank you for calling the Alabama and Plum Cleanse Night. You have a good afternoon.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.